new.
Thank you, Brother Joseph. We will now call upon Brother Jay to give us the introduction.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Discussion groups, day one, BC Youth Conference 2019. Are you pumped?
Yeah.
I hope so. So I've heard that one of the icebreaker activities that you're going to be doing coming up has to do with the things that you're wondering about in the signs. Some points that you really want to talk about or some things that you're really wondering about. And there are still some aspects of the signs that I still wonder about for sure. So I'll be very interested to hear about some of the questions and some of the comments that you'll be bringing up as I move around in the discussion groups throughout the week. So I'll be like dipping in. So if I like abandon a discussion group that I've been hanging out with, don't like assume I'm disgusted with what's taking place. I'm just simply meandering and hanging around to hear what's being said so that I can pick up some direction for our wrap-up talks, which will happen every day at the end of the discussion groups. So what I thought we'd do each day is just give a little introduction to the material that we'll be covering, and I don't want to tread too much on the material that the discussion group leaders are going to be working with as well. So we're just going to do a little bit of an introduction to each of the signs. So sign one, one of the commands there given was fill the water pots with water. So if you just look up on the screen, we'll see a couple of, just a little introduction that our brother just read for us. Verses 1 through 3, we have a couple of comments here. Whenever you see this, this is your margin over here. I'm going to be giving you a couple of Bible box opportunities. I don't know whether you get excited about Bible boxes. But I like Bible boxes because you get to put amazing stuff in them. So hopefully this is worthy of a Bible box for you. This is verses 1 to 3 of John chapter 2. Now this is all about the lead up to the first sign. It says that the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. So they wanted wine. It just simply means that the wine failed. It ran out. They have no wine. And one of the main themes that we have introduced to us in John chapter 1 and here in John chapter 2 is we have the end of the old and the beginning of the new. We can't read John chapter 1 and John chapter 2. Really, we can't read the whole gospel without this in mind, that this is about the passing away of that which is old and the beginning of something which is new. So how do we see that in John chapter 1 and chapter 2? Well, look at John chapter 1 at verse 17. It says, therefore, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so all the way through the Gospel of John, we have this tension. We have the leaders of the Jews that are trying as best they can to defend Moses and also the tradition of the elders and their interpretation of what the Sabbath is all about. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming on the scene to show who it was and what it was that Moses was pointing forward to. And so this tension of the movement from Moses as the people saw it to Christ was something that is taking place here. And it has everything to do with this particular sign. What we also have John to Christ. Now this is so interesting because one of the most confusing things I found about looking at John chapter 1 is that there's so much repetition. There's such an emphasis on John, and it says in, let's just read it. John chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. It says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, this is not the John the Apostle. This is John the Baptist, right? He's sent from God. His name is John, and he came for a witness. And listen to the repetition here. To bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Did you hear all the repetition there in verses 6 to 9? Like, did we need to hear it that many times? John came for a witness. Got it. To bear witness. Okay. Verse 8. He was sent to bear witness of the light. Three times in a couple of verses. Why does it say that? Do you think it's one of the most important things about this part of the gospel? From moving from John to Christ. Now look at verse 15. John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And then in verse 29 again, it says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he bears witness. He says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So there's this movement from John and all that John stood for and represented to who it was that the Lord Jesus Christ was to be. And it's all about bearing witness. That's one of the things I want you to think about as it comes to some of the symbols in the first sign. And then, of course, also we have it's the disciples that were once of John, now moving to Christ as well. We read about this yesterday. John chapter 1, verse 35, it says, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold the Lamb of God. And he continues to witness because he's trying to direct people away from him to the Lord Jesus Christ because he was to bear witness of that light. And you know what's one of the most amazing things too about sign one? To help us understand what it means, not only do we look at John chapter 1, but we can also look at John chapter 3. So just turn to John chapter 3 and listen to the language of John the Baptist here. Listen to what John starts to talk about. Oh, just verse 25 for context. It says that there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. Where have you read about purifying in the first sign in John chapter 2? Yeah, the water pots were given for the purifying of the Jews, right? So now the disciples of John come on the scene. They're like, hey, we got a question for you about purifying. And it's all about moving from John to the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26, it says that they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, there it is again, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. And John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Ye yourselves bear me witness, that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Now listen to this. Think about the water pots. Think about the whole wedding. And John says, he that hath the bride is the bridegroom. John's talking about that first sign. And the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is filled up. So John, you know what John's saying? I'm just the best man. But I'm also just like a water pot. Because you know what that word fulfilled means? It means fulfilled. It's water pot language. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Of that fullness all the apostles received. And John the Baptist himself says, look, I heard that voice. I'm filled up now too. Because he is hearing the teaching. John represented the end of the old and the beginning of the new. So what was John representing the end of? Well, he was representing the end of the old covenant. This is just like another little box over here. John and the end of the Old Covenant. Think about this. When we look at John chapter 2, there are three different kinds of liquids that the water pots are filled up with. Can you name those three kinds of liquids that were inside the water pots? Wine that ran out. Yep. It's still wine, though, right? It was good. It was a good thing. And then there was purifying water for the purification of the Jews. And then there was, of course, the new stuff, right? That's exactly right. So this has to do with, as we'll talk about in our groups, the end of the Old Covenant. But I want you to think about something. The old wine was running out. And think about how perfect John the Baptist was as a person to represent the end of the old wine in his work. Think about this. John didn't even drink any wine. He was a Nazarite. He never drank wine. He didn't eat grapes. And furthermore, it says in Matthew 13 and Luke 16, the law was until John. So do you see how John represents the end of the old as well as the time where he would usher in the beginning of the new as well? So there's some wonderful connections about the witness of John and how it is that he is to introduce the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls himself the friend of the bridegroom, the best man who is filled up in John chapter 3. So we've got about 5 minutes left to have a look at John chapter 4. And just before we get to the context in John chapter 4 about the second sign, it's a good idea to have a look at some of the events that took place leading up to the healing of the nobleman's son. Because did you notice that there's another story about a water pot in John chapter 4? The woman at the well of Samaria, remember? And she's got a water pot. And can you think of a greater contrast between the setting of John chapter 2 and you've got this Jewish wedding in Cana, right? So Jesus was invited to it. Jesus' disciples were invited to it. And think about attending that wedding and all the things that it would represent to the people there and how important it was that there would be fidelity amongst the couple. And then we come to the water pots that are there and how they're to be changed at this particular wedding. And then we come to John chapter 4 and we meet another woman, completely different from the bride who would have been there in John chapter 2. Completely different. How many times has this woman been married? She's been married 5 times. Look at what it says. Verse 16, Jesus says to this woman, "Go and call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said, "You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly." And so this woman over here, completely different from the woman that we would look at in John chapter 2. But she is not out of the scope, she's not out of the reach of the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to put of himself inside of her to transform her so that other people can be transformed. And guess what? That's what happens. Because what this woman does is when she finally realizes that this is the Messiah, it says in verse 28, the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city. She becomes a water pot, goes into the city, preaches the truth, and a whole bunch of Samaritans come back out to hear the word. Because they were able to draw into her and hear those things that were poured into her from the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that, that's absolutely incredible. John chapter 2, the wedding at Cana. John chapter 4, this episode with the woman at the well, married five times, not out of the reach of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is after that, it says in verse 41, that many more believed because of his own word and said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is truly, in truth, the Christ, the Savior of the world. And now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. And then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went unto the feast. And Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And he begs Jesus to come down. When he heard that Jesus was coming of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And what I want you to look for in the second sign is how it could be that Jesus could say what he says to him afterwards. He kind of brushes him off. But he doesn't brush him off to be unkind, but he does it instead to lift up his faith. And I hope that's one of the discussion points that we can have as we move along our thoughts this morning. So I think we've got lots and lots of material here for us to be able to look at in the first two signs. And with that, I'll sit down and we can prepare to get into our discussion groups. See you there.